Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the chance of being here today, for the good weather you've blessed us with, for this lovely facility, and for so many people who care about the truth and about the end of time. We ask for your special guidance, for the blessing of the Holy Spirit, and we pray that things will be clear today, and that lives can indeed be changed as a result of our time spent together in the Word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, our topic for this weekend is Rediscovering Adventism. Last night we talked about what it was like when Adventism began back in the last century, 150 years ago, this coming October 22. This morning I shared with you my real conviction that you and I need to spend more time in the Bible. Now, I recognize that that type of a topic and that approach this morning maybe isn't as exciting is talking about end-time events. You know, we will talk about that our last meeting a little bit today. I will share with you some convictions that I have that world events are moving so rapidly that unless you and I wake up soon, the wave of history will go all the way to the beach and leave us behind. I really am concerned about that. I am concerned that we may be approaching the time described in Jesus' parable in Matthew 22, about the wedding invitation, in which it became very clear that at some point heaven gave up on those who had long had truth and who hadn't done anything with it. Heaven then redirected its focus to what we probably today would recognize as the third world. You remember the parables where the invitation is now redirected to the highways, the hedges, anybody who will come. Now, we have been blessed with truth for a long time here in America and in places where the truth has long had an established beachhead. There are places in this world where people haven't had those privileges, and it is in those places today where you see literally scores of thousands of people coming to the gospel. I think, unless we wake up soon, our places will be taken. Heaven will be populated. That will happen with us or without us. I am really convinced it is time to get back into the Word. And as we discuss this evening in our last program, I'll show you how late historically I think it is. And I will read to you material from secular writers, members of all things from the Council on Foreign Relations, which is one of the greatest globalizing forces in the world today, and they're talking scared. They don't know where it's going. They're talking fear of nuclear events somewhere in this world. That's how late it's getting as far as they're concerned. So it seems to me that while that may be a very stimulating topic, there's one that's more important, and that is getting back into the Word of God. Now, someone was talking to me very frankly, and I appreciated that, saying that they intended to do that, but that they recognize that initially it might be a little hard to discipline yourself to do it because we're so used to this hyper-stimulating type of entertainment we get on television that the Word of God might seem tame. A little hard to just go cold, you know, back into the Word of God and spend your time in the evenings in that instead of in front of the VCR. One suggestion I have for you, if you feel that way, and if you feel like you want to work back into it more intensively in a way that you won't get discouraged or bored or whatever, try The Spirit of Prophecy. Take a book out of that series, and I recommend Desire of Ages. You will find it's fascinating reading. It is well written. It is excellent literature. It is just full of Bible, and it will begin to wean your mind away from what you're used to doing to where you ought to be. So that's just a suggestion. And I would recommend Desire of Ages before we plunge into great controversy. I really would. Because as we sang in the song, the cross of Jesus is the center of this whole business. If we do not have such a profound love for the cross that it instills in us a desire never to sin again, then folk, we will probably not make it at the end of time. Because the only thing that will hold us then is the love of God, not the fear of end-time challenges. See? So I recommend the